In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Coming together as God's family with confidence, let us ask the Father's forgiveness, for he is full of gentleness and compassion. O God, who caused the minds of the faithful to unite in a single purpose, grant your people to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that amid the uncertainties of this world, our hearts may be fixed on that place where true gladness is found. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "Blessed are you, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. So I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. Gospel of the Lord. Jesus was never a slave to public opinion, but he was interested in it. He wanted to know what people thought about him. His interest was not only a matter of curiosity, but he saw it as a way of measuring the effectiveness of his work and predicting the future of his cause. The response of his disciples must have been painfully disappointing to Jesus. In effect, they said, "There are all kinds of half-baked theories about you out there." To some, he was John the Baptist, risen from the dead. Others regarded him as the reincarnation of Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. It was apparent that the people did not understand him, his message, or his mission. Then Jesus made the question more personal and pointed. "But who do you say that I am?" Peter spoke up, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And then Jesus made the only beatitude for a single individual and said, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah." The confession of Peter is important. Peter was an important and vital figure in the church. Yet the scriptures also record a large number of negatives about him. He is quite obviously a rather shattered character who denied his Lord at a critical moment. He was often insensitive at other occasions of stress and crisis in Jesus' ministry. Peter Marshall, in a famous sermon, spoke of Peter as the rock that moved. Often he had been portrayed as a shaky rock, a poor foundation, an unsteady base for the future building of the church. By contrast, in the gospel today, he is heroic, courageous, confident, and competent. God apparently uses inappropriate people to proclaim the gospel and build the kingdom. What might this be saying to us in our time? Most obviously, there is the importance of confessing Christ. Those who confess Christ are blessed by God and are called to continuing the work of Christ. The story of Peter forces us to realize how the unlikeliest people may teach us and touch us with the power of God. We may be surprised at the way God speaks to us today. Do you remember the movie Rain Man? Recently, it was shown on television. In it, autistic Raymond changes and even transforms his normal brother during their travels across the United States. In his struggle to cope with Raymond, Tom Cruise is challenged to rethink his value system, his materialism, and his driving ambition, and his lack of a true relationship with his brother. Often, God uses the powerless and the voiceless to prod us, to awaken and enlarge our vision, alter our perspectives, and lead us in different directions. Peter's story may remind us that Christ's friendship does change us. We can't remain the same after being in his company. Peter changed, and so must we. God loves us in spite of all our faults and failures. The message is clear, that God's love is never out of season, even for those who believe themselves too broken to be mended. A Catholic bishop from Tanzania suggested that perhaps we need two kinds of confessional boxes, one at the right and one at the left. The one on the left would be used to confess sins, and the penance would be for the penitent to then go to the one on the right side. There they would confess honestly all the good they had done, all the good in them, and all the signs of God in them. God comes to us as if we are people he wants to be and might become. But who do you say that I am? Who is Jesus to us? He is the clearest picture of God that we have ever seen. He is also a picture of you and me, the person we were meant to be, and by the grace of God, will someday become. Complete within us, O Lord, we pray, the healing work of your mercy, and graciously perfect and sustain us so that all things, in all things, we may please you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in love and peace to serve the Lord and one another.
Thanks.